In the not too distant future, next Sunday AD, there was a guy named Joel, not too different from you or me. He worked at Gizmonic Institute, just another face in a red jumpsuit. He did a good job cleaning up the place, but his bosses didn't like him, so they shot him into space. Send the cheesy movies, the worst we can find. He'll have to sit and watch them all, and the monitor is mine. Now keep in mind, Joe can't control where the movies begin or end, because he used those special parts to make his robot friends.
Robot will call Cabot, Gypsy,
hi girl.
Tom Servo,
what a cool guy.
You're wondering how he eats and breathes and other science facts. Then repeat to yourself, it's just the show. I should really just relax. For Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Right in through the mouth and out through the nose or its equivalent. Good, good. All right, now we'll loosen the lips on a P. Good, good, good. Now let's loosen up that jaw after me.
Pumpernickel.
Very good. And now for the epiglottis. The wire is wound around the wheel.
Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Satellite of Love. Tom Servo's just teaching us the importance of the proper exercise to warm us up before we go into the experiment.
Commercial sign in 15 seconds.
No, no. Pronounce every word. Make a nice round O with the lips. Commercial sign.
Commercial sign.
All right.
Good.
We actually have commercial sign.
Joel, commercial sign.
Commercial sign. Don't push it, okay?
Oh. Is it time to touch pelvises?
We got commercial sign.
I slit the sheet. The sheet I slit. And five, and six, and seven, and good. Okay, shake it loose, everybody. Shake it out. Very good.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Satellite of Love again. While Tom and Crow finish their stretching exercise, I'm going to enjoy a delicious salad.
Well, you know what might be nice at this point? How about a nice back rub, everybody? Everybody rub each other's back.
I have an idea.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Let's do that trust exercise you taught us. You know where you lean back and I catch you?
Okay, me first. Okay, here we go.
Okay, now when you feel it, just
I'm feeling it. I'm letting go.
All right,
and
so am I.
Oh, you little toe monster. Woo!
Well, anyway, I thought I'd enjoy a delicious salad. You know, the problem, this is also my invention exchange, the problem with takeout endless salad bars is once you leave the endless salad bar with your takeout container, it ceases to be an endless salad bar and starts being a salad bar with really strict rules. So I designed this special takeout container. It's got baffles and air channels. It'd take a scientist to explain it. And I'm from the humanities, but all I know is when you take out the salad, it's like there's really a whole bunch of salad in there like that. See, whoops, spilled a little. There. What do you think, sirs?
Oh, we think it's lovely, don't we, Frank?
Yes, very.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week. You caught us in the middle of our home activities. Frank, why don't you show them that birdcage thing you're working on?
Now here's something I think you'll really like. Now, everybody loves pets, right? I sure do. But the only problem with pets is they're kind of unsanitary, you know? It's hard to clean up after them. So what I've done is I've invented this vacuum cleaner for cleaning up bird cages. Let me just turn this on here. Now it cleans up newspapers and bird seeds and any...
Well, back to planet Earth. Your experiment this week, Joel, is the first in the famous Gamera turtle movies. It's a love story about a giant turtle in downtown Tokyo. Frank, be a treasure and send that up, won't you?
The bird.
Oh, criminy, I'll do it. I gotta do everything around here.
Hey,
guys took kind of a spilling.
We're okay. Water, the source of all life.
Our story starts here.
Hey, Sandy Frank, isn't that when you drop your hot dog at the beach?
I, huh?
A dying motion picture.
Refreshing.
Camera.
It's Gamma.
Oh.
MCMLXV Dai International Film.
MCMLXV.
Mr. McPickles.
Hitamasa Nagata. That's Japanese for Inagata Davida.
Oh, I see.
Or I got into the Gouda. Planning. You know, I like to be an actor, but I really want to plan.
I'm starting to get cinema sick here.
Fumi Takahashi, Mr. Kilbashi.
That's dumb.
Noriaki Yusha, Mr. Babushka.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's cute. Titles by the Atlantic Ocean. The Indian Ocean.
Special effects. He must be the guy churning the water over there.
Yep. Running the agitator.
Agitating the...
Tatsuji Nakahuji, Mr. Bibi Rabuji.
Guys, that's really annoying.
Sorry.
You know, they could tell us anything and we'd believe it.
Yeah, we have to. We're at their mercy, basically. Atura Hojo Rising.
Jonah Hamlet. Oh, Death from On High. Ooh. Neat. Hey, guys. The Raytheon Corporation welcomes you.
Micro Machines at 12 o'clock. And G.I. Joe is there.
Mercy.
Wolf.
There goes the neighborhood.
Here we are. It looks wild, huh?
You can say that again.
It looks wild.
Let's start unloading the equipment.
Anthony Quinn?
We won't need everything at once.
Rough. Arf.
Hello. How do you do, sir?
Oh, I make a good living.
We are from the exploration ship Chidori Maru.
I know.
Look! There.
What do you see, Squeaky?
Death from On High again.
Yeah.
Hey, boys.
Oh, the devil's bird!
It's just a plane.
The engines are silent because they're avoiding the fighter planes. I wonder whose they are.
Oh, it's the Nelson boys. Their parents buy
many. The war even comes to this Eskimo village. Soon there won't be any peace anywhere.
Yeah.
Red ball jets? Toy boat, unique New York.
Captain?
Yes?
Captain, the
yes?
ice is getting thicker.
Captain,
shall
my captain.
Going?
Of course, we must get through.
Do you think Dr. Hidaka will learn anything from the Eskimos?
Oh, get real.
I certainly hope he does.
Yes.
Hey, look out, there's a patch of water out there.
Captain, look, what is that?
It's Death from On High, I told you.
If you're not wearing any underwear, smile.
If you're not wearing any... they pulled the underwear gag on us, sir.
Unidentified aircraft, sir.
Americans, what are they doing in the film?
Have you spotted anything on your radar screen?
No, sir. It must be coated with anti-electric wave paint, sir.
Cut. Let's do that again.
Operator, hand me the mic.
Yes, sir.
It's Curly Joe as the general.
Calling all planes, fighter planes, based in the Arctic Ocean.
Hey,
this is your commander calling. Over.
This is the strategic fighter. Over.
There's an unidentified aircraft.
He sounds like Buddy Hackett.
84.27.
Look, he's got Frankenberry
north
hands.
Latitude.
Frankenberry.
And 176.58 degrees east longitude.
Mm-hmm. General, you're
intercept
drunk, aren't you?
And escort it to the base. If it resists, shoot it down.
Roger.
Captain, will they attack us?
I doubt it.
They're models.
Ground control to Major Wong.
Tally-ho!
Tally-ho, you little vixens!
flight purpose.
Phrase it in the form of a question.
If you don't answer, we will take you to the American Air Base.
He asked me.
Break off. Give chase.
He gives good chase.
Answer immediately. What is your nationality and flight purpose?
Are you known for your work in the theater?
You lost your muffler.
Flipper action. Fire!
Just a couple missiles, that's it. And that's just a warning.
Break Niner, we got Miss O'Leary's Kyle coming on the runway 3.
Ooh.
Pretty.
Ground show.
It looks like that airplane carried atomic weapons.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
means we're all
right.
Dead.
Did you see the force of that explosion as it hit the ground? What a great story.
Mercy, how?
Be careful, though. Don't go into that area. There's radiation there.
And as everybody knows, it can only affect you if you touch it.
Oh! Jeez, I hate the sound of squeaky fire styrofoam.
Yeah, when you slice it with a bread knife, it's...
Oh!
And so, in fear and hot water, the first Slurpee is born.
Somebody's got a Toro snowblower down there. Check it out.
That's neat. Good morning. Oh, wow. Now, why can't I have a cute shape like that?
Keep working on it.
All right, quit throwing stuff at me. That's good. That's enough. Thank you. I'm here all week. Thank you. Enjoy the...
Calling fighter planes. Answer. Calling fighter planes.
Oh, answer.
Calling fighter planes. Answer.
Impossible to make contact, sir.
Possible. Hey, Uncle Dave. Nothing is impossible. Keep trying.
Yes, sir. Sir, I think somebody is sending out radio jamming waves.
What are you doing about it? Find out where it's coming from.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is the radio working? Can you contact the ship?
I've been trying, but the atmospheric conditions are bad and I can't make contact.
And this little kid keeps twisting all the dials.
What'll we do? All right, then, let's go back. Right.
Okay. Yes.
Goodbye, Chief.
Goodbye, McCloud.
Thank you.
Bye,
Davey.
I'll see you in hell. Or not.
Here. Have some maggoty meat.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes?
This is the legendary stone.
You passed that stone?
Handed down from our fathers.
Looks like a medium-rare porterhouse.
And is this the turtle that lived on the Arctic continent?
I just told you that.
It is the devil's envoy.
Kissinger?
Gamera.
Oh.
Kids go running for the rich taste of Gamera.
Gamera? Then my theory was right, after all.
Steak keeps.
But you see that wave-like pattern? Mm. It doesn't match the other carving.
No, just trim that away. Add that to the soup.
Yeah. Well,
where is it from?
I don't know. I know. It brings evil.
We may have hit upon something very important.
Refrigeration.
Could it be a creature that's not known?
It's hard to say. There are waves around it. It must be aquatic.
Like a duck, sir?
Do you think that it... could be a prehistoric creature or from another planet.
Anything's possible.
When you dream.
Beef. Real food for real people.
What do you think it is, Captain?
A couple of Eskimos looking at a steak.
I've never seen anything like it. Very strange.
It looks like it's a kind of a sea creature.
And you look monster. Like a who from Whoville.
Morning. Like my snow fort? Gentlemen, you seem a little tense. Let me break the ice. Break the ice.
What?
Oh, yeah, abandon ship to where?
Abandon ship immediately!
Abandon
ship immediately! Abandon
toy! Hey, there's Ernie Douglas as Sparks. Check it out.
And he's in pain.
If I had a wisdom tooth like that, I'd be in pain, too.
I've invented the wheel!
Everybody off! I said everybody off! Let go! Let go!
My wheel.
Emergency! SOS! SOS!
Emergency! Emergency!
Uh-oh. Out of the frying pan, into the icebox. Let him go.
Look at those little guys down there.
Ooh. How about a little fire, Scarecrow?
I mean, Dad.
Last message from Chidori Maru.
Do you sign this? Because so we can go on a field trip and stuff? Don't read it.
60 meters.
It's okay.
What's going on around here?
I don't know, sir. Looks like a huge turtle made its appearance.
A giant turtle would be good, as Fudgy the Whale. Enjoy Carvel ice cream.
What's going on?
Ice Station Tycho.
Hey, it's a ragtag band of misfits.
I can't see a damn thing. Oh, what's going on here? It's pitch black in here. Oh, that's better.
Found the spot where the research ship went down. But can't see either the crew or the giant turtle.
Oh, it looks like they're flying over the plot hole for the film.
Oh, there it is.
That's big enough. Unique New York.
Unique New York. Unique New York.
Very. Oh, New York news stud.
Hello, ladies.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have special news and an extra guest, Dr. Hidaka.
Neil Sedaka?
Good afternoon, Dr. Good afternoon.
Yoko.
Please sit down.
Thank you. Fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Hidaka, a Japanese zoologist, will now comment on the great turtle which made his appearance in the Arctic Ocean recently.
And then I'm going all coy.
Dr. Hidaka, please.
Hello, welcome to Legis and Coffee Reed.
A very great continent in the northern Arctic regions. An extraordinary creature lived there, whose name was
Todd.
Gamera, a giant turtle, a monster of another age.
Sweet.
And this is a legendary stone handed down by the Eskimos. This Gamera has been hibernating
for
thousands of years, imprisoned under an iceberg. However,
he
revived after the iceberg exploded as the result of an atomic bomb.
Looks like Gamera's medication seems to be working.
The research ship we were using, killing every one of the crew. We three were not on board then. And so, my daughter and I were spared, and also a young reporter.
Oh, you mean news stud?
I warn all of you that Gamera is violent and must therefore be approached with the utmost caution. But also, Gamera is expected to die shortly due to radioactivity, and so I say, I pray that this will happen soon for the peace of the entire world, and that the monster will vanish once and for all in the depths of the sea.
Amen. The end.
Only, as a zoologist, I greatly regret the loss of a creature originating in the dawn of time. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Variety! Smash, Crash, Turtle Bash, Zach Normanius, Samico, and Chief Zabu!
The New York Times says God is dead, and the war's begun, and Alvin Tunsinger has a son today.
No comics.
What's this? Oh, this is the universal, unsuspecting drunkard about to have a brush with the supernatural.
My legs are old, my teeth are gray, my arms are gnarled.
Foster Brooks' son.
Huh? Oh, that old thing!
Yeah, ball of fire!
Oh, Andy, it's a ball of fire! Tell Aunt Bee to get open.
Oh, it's one of those pesky little flying pies. I think that's what it is.
That's very strange. I never saw a ball of fire before that changed its course.
I've never seen a ball of fire!
Maybe it's the flying saucer that I heard them talk about so much lately.
We have a special news bulletin tonight. Flying saucers have been sighted in various parts of the world, over London, New York, and Cape Town. Even an old farmer outside of Tokyo claims he saw one.
But he's old, goofy, and drunk.
Would you care for a magazine or a newspaper?
I'll take anything from you.
Captain has turned off the no dubbing sign. You are free to speak any language you choose.
Flying saucers are the sole topic of conversation. Gamera's lost his popularity.
Oh, they put him in a bad time slot following
Gamera
Sunday
was
Best.
Hit by radiation.
Ooh, what a killer.
Maybe he's dead by now.
Anyhow, I wish he had been done away with for good, for the peace of the world.
Now, wake up!
You really mean everyone on the Chidoromaru was killed? And that the three of us are the only survivors?
Yes, my dear. It happened when we were at the Eskimo village studying the ancient carvings on that stone.
Doctor, there's something that I wanted to tell you.
There's no smoking
before
on this
Before we
flight.
Started out for the Eskimo village, while we were still on board, the photographers and reporters drew lots for this assignment to see
lots
who to accompany you.
And you're the lucky man who won the draw, right?
Lucky indeed. There were at least 7 or 8 cameramen along with us.
Now they're
camera
men.
So lucky. All of them perished in the Arctic Ocean.
All of them except
yes.
Peter Arnett.
It was a lottery with human lives.
Written by Shirley Jackson.
Excuse me.
One of those photographers made me an offer.
We were to be married in May.
A bottle of whiskey to exchange places. But I didn't accept it.
I guess running around the ice sounded a lot more interesting than staying on board, right?
Yes, that's partly it. Only I had something else in mind. Catherine,
whoa.
The real reason is that I wanted to be with you.
What?
Oh, would you lay off her?
You're the charm of the expedition. Catherine, I'll always consider that you saved my life.
But you can't.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
because
magician.
It's true. I'll always feel that way. You brought me luck.
And you brought me a porterhouse.
Meanwhile, on Cape Cod, Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
I was actually coming to see you.
Huh. Is that so? Has Kenny done anything wrong?
Not really, but he's done a very strange drawing. I thought you should see it.
That's me with the arrows through
my
head.
It looks like a turtle.
Yes. That's all he ever draws. He repeats it every day. A type of obsession. Kenny's not a bad student.
He's just twisted.
Only he's very moody.
Oh.
He even has a little turtle that he carries everywhere.
Oh, no! He brings it to school with him?
Yes. He seems to cling to it. The other students make fun of him. They think that he's strange.
Kids are perceptive that way.
I realize that Kenny's had a difficult childhood.
Yes. He's all alone. His mother died when he was very young.
She was mauled by
anyway,
turtles.
Tell him no more turtles. At least not in school.
Yes. I'll talk to him. Don't worry.
Bye.
Oh, and ask him to bathe. We must have some rules.
That little scoundrel.
Let me out! Let me out! Please!
I met Kenny's teacher today.
And what did he say?
That Kenny was quite an expert at drawing turtles.
When I was his age, I used to draw girls.
Oh, Daddy, you're so randy.
Finished eating.
Now for some real food.
Kenny?
Uh-oh.
Busted!
What are you doing with that?
Evil things, horrible things.
Who's all this food for?
Saran, the Dark Lord.
Daddy, Kenny's taking some food for his turtle again.
Hit him now.
Kenny, shh. I told you I didn't want that pet in the house anymore. It's making you neglect your schoolwork.
And girls.
Come inside.
I thought we were inside.
I know how much you love your turtle, but there are other things in life just as important, like having friends. You don't want to live alone, do you?
Set that turtle free. Let him return to his natural home. It'd be better for you to forget turtles.
Kenny, if you get rid of the turtle, Daddy will get you anything you want, all right?
It's a promise.
Yes?
Tell me what you'd like best of all.
Different parents.
What I'd like best of all is...
What? Tell us.
To keep it.
Wah, wah, wah.
Kenny? It's for your own good. If you don't, I'll throw it away when you're at school.
I'll swallow it whole with beer.
And you know I'll do it. You'd better get used to the idea and get rid of it.
Aww.
I know it's hard, but it's really all for the best, right? And soon you won't think of it.
We're getting you a lobotomy.
You understand? Mm-hmm.
You cut your brake line.
See you on the other side, sweet friend.
All right, you're getting in that toilet bowl. Here's looking at you, Title. So sad.
Goodbye, Tibby.
Oh, Tibby, I can't watch. This is too
I
sad.
I never liked
Take
you. You came in darkness and brought only pain.
Let's go. I gotta go. I'm so sad.
I want to see him kill the turtle.
Shh.
More
fish flakes, sweet friend. Oh, Tibby, my Tibby, my heart is a mess. I don't have a protective shell over my chest, so people can hurt me with the cruel things they do. Yet somehow, sweet Tibby, I know you hurt too. Oh, Tibby, my Tibby, reality's hard. So, Tibby, let's play in the yard. Oh, Tibby, he runs like the wind. A couple of inches, and then back again, Lord of all.
May I take a verse?
Well, if you feel it, Crow.
Oh, I do.
Well, Crow, then by all means, join me, won't you?
5, 6, 7, 8. Tippy!
It's Tibby! Tibby!
Sorry. I love you, my fine little fella. Even though you gave the whole family salmonella.
No, it's not their fault. It isn't their fault. Crow, you take everything good and you rip my heart out.
Jeez, I'm sorry.
Come on, Crow, let him finish his song.
Oh, okay. Stupid old turtle.
Go ahead, Tom.
Thank you, Cambots. Tibby, my Tibby, your blood may be cold, but I know that your heart burns as hot as a coal. It burns with the love only turtles can feel. Tibby, is our love real? My Tibby, I'll never let the dog nose around your pole, but you know that, don't you? I can see it in your beady little eyes. If you high center on your rock, Tibby, I'll be there to help you down. The toilet's not your fate, friend. You'll always run free. Tibby, long as you have me.
Do you realize a robot just sang a love song to a turtle?
That was really good, Tom.
Thank you.
We got commercial singing. That was great, Tom.
Thank you. Tibby.
Psst. Hey, Kenny.
Who said that? Who's calling my name? That's not funny. What gives? This is strange. Odie, Odie. Huh?
Oh. Neat.
Those kids at school, they tease you, Kenny, because they never tasted hell. Today we turn the tables.
No, I just saw, look.
Huh? That's the ocean, Kenny.
I don't see anything. You're seeing things.
Oh, now you're feeling things. Kenny, stop it.
Kenny, Nora.
Quit shaking.
What's going on? Look, Daddy.
What's all this about not letting Kenny keep his turtle?
Gamera!
Gamera!
Kenny. Get the camera! It's a little play on words.
Kenny!
No, Kenny's over there! That's Gamera!
Oh, he wants to marry a lighthouse keeper.
Jump,
jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, jump, j
Ah, quick, move his spine around. He's had a bad fall.
Kenny! Huh? Kenny! I love you!
Kenny!
You're safe now. You're safe now.
Kenny, what is it?
I'm paralyzed from the neck down.
Ah.
I was so scared. Gamera saved me, didn't he?
Yes. Sure he did.
Gamera saved your life?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you can keep him as a pet.
He knows I like turtles.
That's right,
Gamera,
he's a nice
you?
Turtle,
Gamera,
you little
must
loon.
Have a good heart. Yes, Gamera's a good turtle.
Yeah,
yes.
Whatever.
He is good. He is good.
Yes, he is.
Oh, my spine!
Excuse me, Dr. Hidaka.
I have the stabbing pain in my back.
Tell us what your next expedition is.
No, I don't know yet.
Will you be returning to the Arctic on another ship?
Dr. Hidaka is wanted on the telephone.
Excuse me, I must take that call.
I'm really happening right now. Pardon me.
There you are, sir.
Yes,
Kenny's
hello?
Been badly wounded.
Hidaka,
you may want
here.
To know about it. He's been really hurt. He
That's
really
fantastic.
Is.
Yes, I'll come right away.
Oh, I'm really surprised.
It's incredible. That was the university.
Spielberg offered
Gamera
$250
has just been
bucks.
Sighted near Hokkaido. Please arrange for plane tickets.
Yes?
Dr. Hidaka, may I?
I'll see you very shortly.
Dr. Hidaka!
Doctor, I love you!
More and more reports are coming in about the devastation caused by Gamera, though some of these come from unreliable sources.
Like
Gamera
Kenny?
Is said to be seen everywhere.
More about Gamera.
Does he disappear in one
is Kenny sleeping?
He is yes, he was very tired.
In a completely opposite Aww. Direction.
Sounds like charo music.
Kenny, although considered chunky, is quite agile.
Oh, it's Tibby's burial mound.
Shut up! It's not funny.
You there?
Oh, Tibby.
Tibby.
Or not Tibby.
It's not. Tibby. Stop it. Shut up.
Tibby.
Tibby. Tibby. Squish. Oh, Tibby.
That's not funny. Don't tell him to stop.
Tibby. Tibby.
What are you worried about? Tibby's long dead, Tom.
Tibby.
I'm leaving. This is terrible.
Come on back. Come on.
Will you stop with the
Tibby.
Jokes?
Yep.
Tibby. Tibby.
And Tibby, oh, Tibby, I miss you. How does he expect Tibby
here.
To signal him? Light a flare? Jeez.
Tibby. Tibby. Oh.
Tibby, why are you hiding?
I don't have the money I owe you, man.
Now listen, I'll be back for you tomorrow.
Rule number two, never work with children.
Man, they've been on that plane for 48 hours.
Luckily,
already.
The in-flight film is Berlin-Alexanderplatz.
Hi.
Oh! Ah, don't do that.
How did you get here?
It wasn't very friendly of the two of you to give me the slip.
And make me wear
polite.
It.
Polite.
Didn't they miss you back at your office?
Nope. I'm supposed to cover the Gamera story. My armband for the airport.
It clashes with my tie.
Catherine, you're still my inspiration. I'll follow you anywhere. Anywhere.
That's
I'll
enough.
Slap a restraining order on you.
What's the latest on Gamera?
Still not found.
They must find him soon. Mm-hmm. Or there'll be chaos everywhere.
Let's see. There's chaos here, chaos there. He's right. Chaos everywhere. Fellas, check this out.
What's
chaos.
That noise?
I don't know. Maybe an earth tremor.
Try to trace it.
And try to dress the same.
Gamera sighted. Heading for the geothermal power plant.
And he's with Helen Hayes.
Come in, come in, come in. Gamera sighted. Come in. Follow me. To emergency stations.
Quick.
Let's remember to call each other in the morning. We all wore the same
Careful.
Thing.
Don't get too close. Hold it.
Now hold it up to the light. The fly's open.
Thank you. Oh, darn.
Oh. Hello.
How are you doing? Hi.
How do you do, Commander? I'm Dr. Hidaka of Tokyo
right.
University.
Hello?
We'll and I'm his assistant.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm from a Tokyo newspaper.
I'm sorry, but reporters are not allowed here.
Oh, excuse me,
reporter.
Commander, but this gentleman is a friend. He was on the Arctic expedition with us, and he knows a great deal about Gamera. I'm sure you'll find his presence and collaboration very useful.
Oh, I see. You can stay then. You can start.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, may I?
Yesterday morning, Gamera destroyed a lighthouse near the seaport. And right afterwards, it dived into the sea.
Dove.
Then it was seen heading for the geothermal power plant.
The geothermal power plant? What is that?
Allow me to explain.
He holds the pointer, gets to the top.
And high temperature vapor is used to rise from below. By drilling through the volcano, we trap steam of 1,000 degrees centigrade and generate electricity with it.
You mean the steam actually reaches 1,000 degrees centigrade?
Hotter than the Santa Monica Freeway, Buffalo Breath.
High intensity temperatures. Don't you think
we could destroy
Gamera?
I'm not so sure it's possible. Gamera has survived even after atomic radiation, and 1,000 degrees wouldn't affect him.
Dr. Hidaka, do you know of any countermeasures to destroy him?
No, not yet. What's the station's maximum capacity?
About 350,000 kilowatts.
Well spoken, my faithful Indian companion.
There's just a chance it might work.
Thanks, Johnny.
Welcome back to our Tea Time movie. Ted Bessel and Georgie Jessel in Lance the Wonder Dog.
Stop, please.
Commander.
You can be replaced
Commander.
By Leno, you know.
Commander here. What is it?
We're ready. Standing by.
Roger.
Oh, just doing some sightseeing.
Everything's set. We can attack now, Doctor.
It's no bounty.
Maybe we can do it without a shot. It'll be a lot better for all.
You think we can?
Quitting time at the quarry! Yabba dabba doo! Sounds like Flintstones is here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I got it.
Okay. Thought it was a stretch.
Everything ready?
Yes, sir.
Would you guys hurry up?
There you are, sir.
Thank you.
It's approaching the wires.
Throw the switches. 100,000 kilowatts.
Pump up the volume.
Throw the switches again, this time maximum power.
Hey, I did already. What?
The electrical shocks don't seem to bother Gamera at all.
Incredible.
And I was counting very heavily on them.
Stronger than before, as if the electricity gives it renewed energy.
Oh, shut up.
Possible, Doctor.
It charges it like a battery. Commander?
Yes, sir?
I think you should attack now.
Yes, sir.
I've got to get a sandwich.
Attack! Yes, sir!
Fire all cannons!
Turtle storm.
Oops! I'm clumsy. Sorry.
Gamera, steaming mad at dirt. 3 Mile Island, the real story.
I'm sorry. Where are those keys?
So.
I can never find shoes that fit.
He's hard on shoes.
That one.
Yeah, that one. Whoa. Big trouble. Bullets bounce right off. Kenny! Okay.
Doesn't he kind of look like Godzilla with a backpack on?
Yeah.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Yep.
Really makes you think, don't it?
Commander, it looks like we failed. We must find a stronger weapon. I'll have to go back to the university.
You stay here.
Don't worry.
Is that the Orkin man back there in the back?
I must consult a colleague, and in the meantime, I want you to evacuate everybody. Understand, Commander?
Yes, sir.
Good, thank you.
Meanwhile, at Jackie Chan Technical College.
Ooh.
And that's how things stand, Professor Morassi.
So, extra crispy or regular?
Ancient legends did mention fire-eating turtles. But in the 20th century, I must admit it's very difficult to believe.
But it's true. Gamera doesn't seem to have any weakness.
Except for betting on dogs.
There is something I can say. Gamera's body must be stronger than metal. And if that's true, the situation is even more serious than we thought. It has the power to convert organic matter into inorganic matter.
Like McDonald's.
And that means nuclear weapons are totally useless against it.
Yes, that's it.
Quite.
The energy produced by nuclear explosions only seems to revitalize it, giving it unlimited energy resources.
Some jerky?
What we must do is find some counterforce that will neutralize it, right?
And as for the markings on this stone here, I'm not sure they represent waves.
But the Eskimo said they were.
Oh, what do they know?
The Eskimo was only repeating old stories and folk tales. But perhaps these carvings can unravel a great mystery.
The secret ingredient in KC Masterpiece Barbecue Sauce.
It's Roger Rumjet and his American Eagles.
Kenny! My darling Kenny.
He's in pain, isn't he?
Commander, I believe we ought to call UN headquarters.
Oh, so you're in charge now?
You're right. Contact them immediately.
Yes, sir. All right. Good morning. Yeah, UN. This is Joe down at the base. Can we use your missiles? Not.
Oh, good morning.
Rise and shine.
Good, good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Go, Gamera! Go away, Gamera!
Oh, put a sock in it, kid. He's fish food.
No!
I'm Dr. Moras.
Sir,
have you all your weapons?
I'm the Colonel.
Yes, sir. I guarantee that Gamera won't escape us again. Uh-huh. We have even requested extra missiles from the U.S. forces.
Uh-huh. Commander! All the missiles are in firing position.
Good. Start firing.
No, wait, Commander.
If you remember the Colonel,
don't
why cook?
Don't shoot Gamera! Huh? Don't shoot Gamera! He's good, he's good!
Let's listen to what Kenny has to say.
It might be a mistake. Maybe we shouldn't use those missiles. Mm.
Why not? It's the only way to kill that monster.
Because Kenny said so.
Gamera is a creature that feeds on fire. Using missiles would not do any good, would only cause unnecessary destruction. No, don't use missiles.
I see. Sergeant, pull it off.
Yes, sir.
Huh. Just like that, huh?
Sir, thanks a lot. Gamera saved my life for me once.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
Gamera's
great.
Really
guards,
a nice
guards!
Turtle. Gamera is a good turtle, isn't he, sir?
Well, son, I just pray that you're right.
Yep, what he's done today has been a benefit to all, Kenny.
Hey, Saturday Mystery Movie.
Commander, what is it?
They put pepperoni on your pizza.
The plant is completely destroyed.
I told you to water the plant.
I see.
You're fired.
You heard that, Doctor? Everything's destroyed.
There's nothing we can do against such terrifying forces.
Except to have another drink.
Dr. Hidaka, is there anything else we can try?
Love. What about love?
There is one thing that has just occurred to me.
What's love?
Nature works in mysterious ways. Gamera is a creature that feeds on fire. It withstands great heat. I wonder if it would succumb to the opposite. I mean very low temperatures.
Temperatures below zero. Something like a deep freeze treatment.
Carvel, most
well,
fresh ice cream
that we haven't
at home.
Used yet.
Cute.
This is still a military secret, but the Army has a bomb that can freeze just about anything.
You mean it can really freeze anything?
Yes.
Even a man's passion?
It was only developed recently. They
like
tried
Claire's
it in the jungle to freeze all sorts of animals and plants. I think it's the best chance we've got left, so I think we should try it. Do you agree?
Yes.
Sure. Why not?
I see. Do you really think it might work?
It's worked very well so far.
Mm-hmm. Colonel?
In that case, we should use it against Gamera, Commander.
Yes.
There's one thing.
It's really
it's
pricey.
It's only effective for 10 minutes.
Only 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
It's still experimental, and after that, things thaw quickly. So we've only got 10 minutes in which to trap Gamera.
So it's 10 minutes,
what
then?
What happens if Gamera revives beforehand?
Freezer burn.
I don't know. It's a chance we've got to take.
Then in 10 minutes.
Next week on Sky King.
That guy moves like George Jefferson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gamera's got it moving.
And a groovin'. He be funky. He's shaking his groove thing. Damn.
We mustn't lose any time.
Yes, you're right. We've only 10 minutes, not another second.
Is that 10 minutes starting now or when you were in the room?
Gamera has just started to head toward Devil's Mountain.
Roger. I just hope this plan's going to work. Yeah. There's a resort town below.
We have to work quickly.
We're never going to get any reservations.
I'm coming, Kenny.
Hi. How you doing?
Cigars, it's a boy.
The freezer bombs only last for 10 minutes.
And kids want
so
more.
We have to deactivate Gamera within that time. Is that clear?
Uh-huh.
So be careful. If we make a mistake, the whole plan will fail.
No pressure,
Gamera
though. Don't worry.
Who knows? knows what'll happen then? So remember, we've only got one chance.
Let's get out of here.
Dr. Hidaka, everything is ready.
Good.
Boy, eat it. I've been waiting to do this the whole movie.
That's it, Crow. Do that voodoo that you do so well.
Watch me, Servo. Watch me dance.
What are you guys doing? The kids.
Oh, we're just singing a Cole Porter medley, that's all.
Yeah, that's it.
No, you're not. You're unleashing a bunch of negative energy on Kenny via my Jim Varney doll. That's what you're doing.
Well, I wouldn't exactly call it negative energy, Joel.
Yeah, we just hate him, that's all.
Yeah.
How many times have I told you guys, in the face of all these terrible movies we gotta watch, you gotta keep a positive attitude. Have compassion.
Oh, I guess so.
Gosh, Davey, I never thought of it that way.
That's right, Goliath. Well, anyway, now what I want you to do is visualize Kenny in a good light. Come on. Come on. That's right. Come on. Do the exercise. Okay. Now bring Kenny into your heart. You see that little Japanese guy in there? He's waving back at you? Okay. Now remember the Tommy James and the Shondell song, Crystal Blue Persuasion, Peace and Good Brotherhood, Crystal Blue Persuasion. Now shoot that Crystal Blue Persuasion. Okay, all right. What is it that you hate so much about Kenny?
No, he's a child of privilege, and the whole world revolves around him and stuff, and he can walk into a restricted maximum security military situation, and they treat him like an adult just because he befriended a stupid old turtle.
Yeah. And he never gets into trouble, even though his friendship with Gamera is causing the death of millions. And he skips school whenever he wants to, and he never so much as gets sent to his room.
Yeah, and he can walk into any book with his pony pal Pokey, too.
Oh, Christ. I think you're thinking of Gumby.
Oh.
Well, what about his voice? Have you ever heard anything so annoying?
Yeah, what did you do with my rocks? Timmy, Gamma has a good heart.
Now, come on, as you guys get older, you'll realize that people don't mean to be obnoxious. It's just that they're all screwed up inside.
Oh, in other words, as the great French film director Jean Renoir said, every man has his reasons.
Exactly.
Gee, I'm starting to see things differently. Now when I visualize Kenny, I want to go up to him and I give him a big snuggly huggly.
That's good.
And then squeeze him, and squeeze him, and squeeze, and squeeze, and squeeze,
and squeeze. All right, you got a timeout coming, young man. Let's get out of here. Come on, you're coming.
Squeeze and stop!
What do you, the viewers at home, think?
You're not my real father.
Shh, what's the deal with Kenny? Is he a confused, precocious kid who's fallen in with the wrong species?
I hate you.
Is he a starry-eyed dreamer looking for his long-lost mother? Is he a juvenile delinquent who should have the book thrown at him before millions more heedlessly perish? Send your thoughts to Kenny, What Gives, care of Mystery Science Theater 3000, Post Office Box 5325, Hopkins, Minnesota, 55343.
Stop it!
And while we're at it, what's all this about Jim Varney?
I hate him too!
And what about Scarecrow's brain?
Oh, God, I hate him!
And Kim Cattrall!
No,
and what? Whoa, movie side! We gotta go!
Well,
I think it was
come
a little
on, Crow, come on.
Ooh.
Hey, Kenny, help me, I'm stuck.
My name, Crow.
Come on, sit down. I'm sorry.
Can we be friends?
Yeah.
Hi. What? How you doing?
This is the scoop of the century.
No, Carvel is the scoop of the century. World's freshest ice cream.
Again with the Carvel.
Must tell us when to start.
Doctor, yes. 10 minutes, beginning now.
Oh, now start. 10 minutes.
Start.
You're in.
Ooh. Here at Toho Industries, we're working to keep your trust. If we can't freeze Gamera, no one can.
Okay, he's doing charades.
First word,
swimming to Cambodia.
He's going to move again. The freezing bombs are nearly set. They'll begin to go off soon. How many minutes?
8 more minutes.
Give me an out of 10.
Right? Oh, crap, I'm high-centered. Hey, Kenny, help me.
All right, everyone, clear out.
Let's go.
Let's go. Come on. Let's get out of here.
Huh?
Come on.
Hey,
drinks are on me. Let's go. Woohoo!
I'll wait here.
How's it going?
There isn't much time left.
Less than 10 minutes, I suppose.
Oh, you got a little, ugh.
Well, what are they going to do, turn him into a kite?
Dr. Hidaka, we must hurry.
Don't worry, we're ready to blast.
So am I. 10 minutes.
Woo! Oh, that surprised even me.
Oh, no, that's sad. Oh, I don't like to see this.
Tell Kenny I loved him.
Good night, sweet prince.
Look, it worked.
Duh.
Yes, it's on its back now.
Yes, but remember, Commander, turtles do not have the ability to turn over by themselves. So if we're patient and wait here a few minutes, it's bound to die shortly.
Mm-hmm. That'll be fine.
Permission to frolic granted, sir.
Dr. Hidaki, your plan was successful.
Yes. And if Gamera dies on that spot, we'll have a precious specimen, its whole body.
Yes.
And soup for everybody.
I'm melting. Oh, what a world, what a world.
Commander, look. It's pulling its head and feet. You see, Doctor? It doesn't fly anymore.
Huh? I don't get that.
I guess he had to be there.
Yeah.
Crow got it.
No, I'm just being polite.
Whoa.
Hey, check it out. It's a Batmobile.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out. It's a Batmobile.
The graphic novel.
Comic book.
Ooh, light blooming ground flower and get away. With loud report.
Oh, I saw that on Ed Sullivan.
Light spinning. It's a big old fondue pie. Neat.
It's almost like a flying saucer.
Mm-hmm. Looks like a giant turtle pop pie to me, sir.
Don't worry, people. Gamera's only a shell of his former self.
Hey, I can't see.
Wow.
Looks like it's back to Votech for me, fellas. Yep. Oh, boy. I've done
Gamera,
it now.
Have you got the stone?
Yes, I passed it last night.
Boom. Oh.
Smash it into my forehead, will you?
The mystery solved. The lines don't represent waves, but clouds. They were trying to tell us that Gamera was a flying creature.
A little too late here, Doctor. Smash! Newspaper hits Japanese in the face.
Oh, that stung!
Why, it's the same creature that I saw.
Oh, then the flying object you saw was Gamera.
Thank you, Miss Hathaway.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, as the old saying goes, we see terrible things if we live too long.
And get terrible parts.
Are you hurt?
No, I'm all right.
Out of the way!
The driver is either missing or... Right, sorry.
What are all these stones? Why are you carrying them around with you, Kenny?
To hurt people. Life hurts me, so I hurt back.
I suppose this is another foolishness of yours.
I suppose now we're going to be attacked by a giant rock.
It's Gamera's new house.
Huh?
Right.
Huh? Gamera's new house?
Yeah.
Tibby's from Gamera's family.
Whee, right. This kid really stepped off the curb.
Yeah, that's right.
Meanwhile, I'm Trapper John. Focus, please. Clear the shot. Come on, we're trying to shoot a movie.
Gamera's been flying all over the world.
All over the world!
But as soon as it's sighted, it manages to disappear immediately. It's a shame we can't find exactly where it is now.
Yes, but let's be thankful it hasn't attacked any places yet.
Yes.
Whoa, it's quite a beak. What am I saying?
Yes?
What could be worse than this?
Hello?
Hello, Shia.
How do you do, Catherine?
How do you do, sir?
Kenny, this is a pleasant surprise.
Yes, I told Kenny that when he was visiting Tokyo, he ought to come and see us.
Oh, good idea.
I didn't really
However, it is sooner than I expected.
Yes.
You see, Doctor, our town had a lighthouse and Gamera destroyed it.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And now it's been built again. Our house was destroyed too, and now they're building that.
Oh, that's neat.
So
how nice for you.
So we decided to come
look,
to Tokyo.
I gotta get back to work.
To stay with an uncle of ours who lives here.
Oh, so you're a tourist now.
There's plenty to see and lots of monuments to visit. Do you see that structure there? That's Tokyo Tower.
Doctor?
You're going to die, sir.
Is Gamera still in hiding?
Yes. But we're
He's doing some social
for
work on the side.
Gamera must be terribly lonely.
Kenny, he's a turtle.
Gamera's
get a
really
mitt and catch
kind.
A clue.
Gamera loves all children.
You know, Kenny has a vivid imagination.
Didn't he save my life?
He's so
Gamera sad. Must be very lonely and must need friends. I'm sure he must be very hungry, too. Tibby's little and Gamera's big.
Mm, it's so
Except
cool.
they're both in the same family. I know it. I know
That's
they
right.
are.
Gamera demands your instant death.
Hey, look at his neck. 666.
And they're both good and gentle.
Your passing will be painless, Doctor.
She's got to commit, Kenny.
Yep. Hello, Ikiro. Here you look very busy.
Uh-huh.
I see you're yeah, still right. carrying those heavy boxes around.
Yeah, whatever.
Any nice. Fresh fish today?
Fresh fish? Nobody eats fresh fish, just that canned stuff. And it weighs a ton, believe me.
That's beer.
Come back, give me my stone.
Kenny!
You were born of a jackal!
I don't have your stones.
Yes, you've got them. I saw you steal them.
No, I didn't.
All right, give him back his stones.
I threw them away.
Then you'd better go and get them. If you know what's good for you.
Give the little freak his stones!
All right, you heard what I said.
You see, I threw them off the bridge into the river.
Die!
Into the river, you little rat. Don't worry, Kenny. I'll get you other stones, just like those. All right?
There aren't any like those. Kenny! He's crazy, crying over a couple of stones.
Shut up. Beat it.
Oh,
my spine!
It's all right, thank you. In a way, I'm glad he threw the stones away.
Back to Get Your Ghost of Japan.
Are you all right?
Go away.
Now don't act like that, Kenny. You're a big boy. Sulking like that isn't going to bring the stones back again, you know?
And there's no Easter Bunny
Kenny,
either.
There are lots of others. I'll go looking too. All right, Kenny? We'll look together. Kenny? Scoundrel.
I am the dream warrior. Good riddance.
Where are they? Boston, I think.
If there's no load of fish today, we're going to have to go into another business.
Yeah, sure.
You're right. I tell you, there's something wrong with the water. All those nuclear tests, they're throwing the tides off.
It's a scientist. In a few years, they'll kill every living creature.
Yeah. They already drilled a hole in my throat.
This afternoon, a series of floods caused by a reversal of tidal waves inundated Tokyo, devastating whole areas of the city.
Neat.
It's estimated that nearly 3,000 shops and houses were destroyed. We'll now show you film sequences.
The password is Kooky
Google.
Focus, please. Focus.
The source of the flood remains a complete mystery, as phenomena of this kind are said to be impossible in this area.
Phenomena.
The authorities are now investigating the origin of the tide, which has also brought about a decrease of marine life along the Pacific coast.
Wait a minute. This is Pearl Harbor. How'd this get in here?
Session of Parliament, it's as it
not even
constitute a serious threat to the food supply. Furthermore, there were a number of collisions at sea caused by an interruption of communications as a result of the jamming of radio waves.
I knew her.
However, this is still being studied by
powder.
The experts. There's going to be a special conference later this evening at the university, during which Dr. Hidaka will talk to high-ranking officers of the
and
army.
And Kenny.
Are you a mod or a rocker?
Unfortunately, we are not yet certain what caused these catastrophes, though various theories have been presented by our leading scientists. However, if I may, I should like to give you my own personal opinion of the events.
Hoo-ha!
It is my deepest conviction that Gamera is the true cause of all these sudden disasters.
Hey, somebody froze the old guy.
He may be hiding somewhere along our coast.
Or
and
under
if that's
this
true,
table.
Then Gamera is what is undoubtedly disturbing the natural sequence of tides. And this could have been the cause of these recent floods.
But forget that now. Let's run to Rio with Lainey Kazan.
However, to investigate the case more thoroughly, we have invited leading scientists from all over the world. And they have responded most promptly to our questions.
I like your friend.
I am sorry to say things are not encouraging. Every method used so far has not led to any concrete result. Gamera seems able to resist attacks by all offensive weapons known to us. Therefore, I am forced to admit there may be even greater catastrophes ahead.
More Gamera movies?
Professor Morassi, before coming here, we attended a special meeting at UN headquarters.
It was neat.
And they have recommended you're using a different strategy.
And what is that?
Well, they believe that you ought to put Plan Z into operation immediately, using the facilities you're building at Oshima in the mountains.
Well, that installation is still in the experimental stage yet. Mm-hmm. Using it on Gamera might exhaust its resources. Its main purpose is to advance peaceful scientific work, and it's really not designed for a military-like undertaking of this sort. And if we failed, it would set our work back at least 20 years.
Bummer.
Furthermore, the facilities are not ours alone.
It's a timeshare.
It's a joint venture created with the help of the United States and the Soviet Union, and we would require their permission.
Well, since you own their countries, I think you could convince them.
Helena Control Tower, please come in. Please come in. Helena Control Tower. Helena Control Tower, please come in. Why don't you answer?
Because you're so redundant.
Oh, look up there.
In the sky. Ooh, that big screen TV is cool.
Well, they invented it.
That's true. The one and only. Now what? Neat. Okay.
Holy Trinitron!
I'll just pull over here and check my fluids and just find a place to park it. A little too close to the pump. Sorry, that was me.
Much about Kenny's theory about him being good-hearted. Wow.
Kenny and the Kentones!
Gamera Jammera.
I've got a turtle that's as big as a whale!
And it's about to set sail!
Woo! Do the hard shell finish! At least they're wearing practical shoes.
What is this? Are they in Footloose all of a sudden?
No dancing, not allowed. No dancing.
Everybody clear out! Everybody clear out! Aww. Hurry! You hear that? It's Gamera! Hurry, hurry! Everybody run! Don't you want to live? Get moving!
Ah, cool it, will you? Gamera doesn't scare us.
Go to bed, old man!
We're not afraid of a turtle, are we? Come on, music!
No,
music.
Not a double turtle.
I said
disco
everybody
police.
Out! Get out! Have all of you gone crazy?
Did someone say turtle? Do the Gamera.
Cool. All right, great drum solo.
Woo! Whoa. Oh, he's really bringing the house down, huh?
Yeah. Rock that town inside out.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Gotta hurt.
That one was easy. I hardly touched it. Oops, sorry, that was me.
Evacuate the city immediately. Everyone is to evacuate immediately. You are ordered to evacuate to the suburbs.
Live the good life in the off-world colonies. Well, there's a building overturned on Highway 5. You want to take an alternate route?
New Tokyo?
I don't think so.
Anyone seen Kenny? Here's a hot new dance.
Okay, so if we get an 18-piece bucket, oh, something splashy. I don't know, extra crispy. Huh?
The best laid plans of mice and men. We'll have it catered. Let's go.
Oh, he saw London. He saw France. He saw Rodin's underpants.
excuse me. Just ignore it. My fault. I'm sorry. Just get this.
I wonder how many times Tokyo Tower has gone down.
He just hates the Memphis design group.
Yeah. Well, now that we have all the grills going, let's get ready to saute some people, huh?
Whoa.
What are they in? Supercar?
Supercar! Supercar!
Have you seen Kenny?
Ooh. Hot foot on the freeway.
Man, the insurance must be really expensive around here.
Yeah.
I'd like a single room, please.
Escape! Escape to Wisconsin!
Crunchy on the outside.
Rostum tenderizum, down you go. Oh, hey, don't get so negative.
Evacuate the city at once. Everybody is ordered to leave the city at once.
Ah! Hurry, we must leave right away. Hurry!
There is still so much work to be done, though, sister.
Kenny, did you hear what I said? Gamera, it's me, Kenny. Don't do anything bad.
I am your bride.
I hear you, Kenny, and I obey. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Please, Lord, don't let me be misunderstood.
Here at Exxon, we take the greatest precautions for the preservation of our fragile ecology. Here's the Exxon Valdez at port. It's our plucky captain after a couple of cocktails.
NYPD.
Frank Converse, Jack Ward.
Well, we don't have Kenny's rocks.
Oh, did you see Kenny?
No, not since yesterday.
Come on, who's she kidding? She's been wishing for this since frame one. Damien? Damien? Have another deviled egg, Damien.
Ah, forget him.
Excuse me, Dr. Hidaka. I think the Z-Plan must be supervised only by United Nations scientists. Mm. I realize that Gamera is very dangerous. However, we must insist on total control.
Mm. As for my government, I assure you, Doctor, you'll have our utmost support.
Oh, thank you, Topol.
Only such a dangerous plan must be supervised by the United Nations.
I understand, thank you. And I appreciate your help. My country will always be indebted.
Now get off my foot.
There's one thing. We can't be ready for another 24 hours. And that's at the earliest.
The question is, what action can be taken against Gamera in the meantime?
Well, you see, as a zoologist, I believe that Gamera's violent nature stems mainly from a deficiency in his energy supply. Right now, Gamera is at a coal processing plant devouring flames, its favorite food.
He likes Cajun.
The flames will die out in 8 hours, and at that point, Gamera will be in a much weaker condition.
I vote red dot.
In that case, to keep the risk to an absolute minimum, Gamera should be kept there for 24 hours.
That's right. And to do that, we must bring petroleum. And keep the fires burning till we are totally ready with Z-Plan.
Industry responding to government's needs. One shining steel rail.
Run, run from Kenny! Run!
Oh.
World was never meant for one as beautiful as me.
Gamera, honey, don't go out too far. You just stayed. I bet it's like bathwater out there, too. Whoa. It's day over there and night over there.
Every one of our storage tanks will be wrecked.
Nah, I think your helmet's too tight.
I understand. Okay.
Come on, the war's are this way. Get going! Pilgrim?
All right!
Come ride the little train that's going down the tracks to hell.
and that's the tanks I
oh,
get.
That's great.
Ow!
That's great.
Ow! Ow! Hey!
That was his arm.
I need that.
Ooh, that was the midnight train to Gamera.
I'd rather live in his world.
Yeah, what is it? Did it work?
This is Gamera. Knock it off.
Okay, right away. All right, another tank. They need another 24 hours. You better get going. Move it! They want to send another tank. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, tanked up, sir.
watch it.
Gamera?
Kenny, what took so long? They're in sections, so you can just take as much as you want.
Take all you want. We need all you take.
Yeah. Kenny as Woody Guthrie in Bound for Gamera.
Look, there's a boy there on the car.
Hey.
He'll get killed.
Huh?
Hey, that guy's risking his life, and he's not even the star of the movie.
I hurt. I really hurt. Kenny!
I'm coming to be in union with you.
Hey, come here. Come here.
Leave me alone. No.
Don't touch me, infidel.
I don't want to go.
The man coach shall make you pay.
Let go.
Stop.
Come back here.
I don't want to get off.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Blast really shook him up. He thinks he's a train now.
Yeah, I'd cure him, but I need the ride.
Run, Von Ryan!
Banking machine on Kenny.
You know, you nearly got us both killed. You better go home.
No! Gamera's my friend. He's good.
Yeah, I know, I know. Here, put this on. Go on.
Hey, kid, get a dog, would you?
Kid. I'll say goodbye to Gamera for you. Gamera's my friend.
You gonna cry?
He loves us all.
Cry. 1, 2, 3, cry.
Start your engine.
I have excellent news. I am proud to announce that Z-Plan has been completed and is at your disposal.
So
the world's latest technology stands ready for your struggle against Gamera.
That's really neat.
The question is, how can we lure Gamera to our new installation located at Oshima?
Send him an
I'm
invitation.
I'm sure it's quite obvious to everyone present that we will not be able to carry out our plan if we cannot get Gamera there.
Professor Murasi, I have a suggestion.
Dr. Hidaka, please continue.
To make certain Gamera goes to Oshima, we must use special tactics.
We'll
you
use
see...
This map. Oh, he is.
Right now, the whole city of Oshima is being evacuated.
What's going on?
The city is off limits to civilians. Not even the press is allowed to enter the area.
Kenny, however, is free to move about.
Well, it's goodbye for a while.
It's not fair. We've always worked together. Shutting me out isn't nice.
It's a pity they just don't want reporters along. But we'll come back soon.
Sure. Just the same, I hate being separated from my goddess. Well, goodbye.
I'll be stalking you at night.
Murasi is staying here. If you want news of us, contact him at the university.
Right.
Goodbye.
See you soon.
Love me. Love me. Omaha Beach, June 5th, 1945.
Mikhail!
Looks like they're setting up a wedding. I hope the crab puffs hold out.
Okay, everybody off the truck.
Like this?
Move it, move it, move it. Let's go, let's go. Let's go, move it.
4 score and...
He's gonna get prune hands staying in the tub like that.
Has Dr. Hidaka left for Oshima yet?
Yes. He was on the very last flight.
I certainly hope Gamera goes to Oshima soon.
Go to Oshima.
Man, apartments in Tokyo are hard to find.
Don Knott, a giant turtle, and a Japanese stowaway add up to kooky fun in...
Come on, let's get out of here.
Can I get my arm?
Oh, don't worry, Crow. We've got a spare
okay,
upstairs.
I wish I could stay so thin.
What?
Boy, this magazine kills me. Look at this. Help for your hips. Cucumber poultice, you can make it home. Yeah, right.
What? Huh?
I said cucumber poultice. Can you believe it?
What? Gypsy, turn this thing off. Yeah. Oh, man, my head itches. Gee, I hope I don't get a rash on my neck. Oh, will you look at the time? I gotta get to the store yet, and then I gotta grab the kids by 3, because, you know, Wilbur's got to
Whoa, forget the kids, Crow. We got a visitor. Cambot, let's check out Rocket Number 9.
Hey, turn on that view screen.
It's Gamera!
By golly, it is Gamera.
Oh, great. The visit of the century and me and Rollers. Oh. Hey, Big Turtle Guy.
Hi, boys. I was just finishing up some of my laundry here. You know, great thing about being a turtle is you don't have to separate your wash because it's all green. Anyway, I stopped in. Can I borrow a cling-free? You got one laying around?
Sure. If you wouldn't mind answering a couple of questions about life as a six-story turtle.
No problem. Go ahead.
Okay, well, why do you go about stomping on cities and stuff?
Well, it's not my fault. Listen, I'm big-boned, right? And let's face it, city planners discriminate against us big-boned types, right? The other day, I went into a library turnstile, got stuck. Bear grease, jaws of life, fire department came, the whole mess. And I was in a lot of pain, let me tell you. Of course, you'd know about pain. You've seen Spalding Gray. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Well, so what's the deal with that boy, Kenny? You guys seem to be such chumps.
Kenny. Little sweet Kenny. The deal with Kenny is he's a good kid, good-hearted, don't get me wrong, but I'm using him, you know? Because, let's face it, he softens up my image, you know, right, Kenny?
Well,
look, I can smash a huge city, take out thousands of people, right? Say a suburb of Osaka, kill 10 million. And then, you know, with Kenny at my side, I look like Jimmy Stewart and Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. It's great. Let me tell you something about that unconditional love, children. It feels really good. Oh, excuse me, gotta take this. Hello. Godzilla, how are you, buddy? Yeah, read the script, love it. I got a title suggestion for you, see how this grabs you by the popo. How about Gamera versus Godzilla? Yeah. Yeah, all right. Yeah, no, we can change it. Call my agent. Yeah, all right, bye. Well, listen, I gotta get going. Got a few more things to do, but it's been nice talking to you. And remember what this turtle told you. Keep your shell in the sun, and always keep reaching for the stars.
Bye. You see Timmy, tell her I said hello. Neat. You know, I kinda like that turtle. Seems like such a nice guy.
Yeah, so noble, so proud, so mm-hmm. big.
Mm-hmm. Hey, do you think I look fat?
No, not at all.
Oh, I think I do.
Professor Morassi, a visitor for you.
Hey, Joel, you won't believe it. What? Really cool. We just met Gamera. He's really cool.
What are you doing?
He's a really neat guy.
Yeah. It's Kenny. I don't
we
know
just
where
met
he
Gamera.
Is.
Gamera. Oh, yeah? Oh.
Sure, and you know Snuffleupagus, too, right?
He doesn't believe us.
And then he suddenly vanished. You see, he was always talking about Gamera, so I thought that maybe...
Kenny, Gamera!
Death to the world, I shall be cringing, I'll be...
Yeah, okay. I got it. Sure, okay.
Pepperoni,
Last
extra cheese.
Last just arrived. Right. Okay, they'll take care of it.
30 minutes?
Once a garden spot, now a playground of death.
Yes.
And you take this man
That'll
to be your lawfully wedded husband?
Strategy.
Let go of me!
You're coming with
Let
me!
Go.
Is that who I
What's
think it
going
is?
On?
A stowaway, sir. A little boy.
A little boy?
Oh, no.
It's Kenny.
Here he is, sir.
You see, I was worried about Gamera.
Wah, wah, wah.
Oh.
Kenny, you're a friend of Gamera, huh?
Oh, very mm-hmm. much so.
Kenny, let's go.
I am his keymaster.
Well, it's
time.
Let's begin. Dr. Hidaka, are you sure it's possible to bring Gamera here?
Of course. The typhoon's approaching. It'll be before then.
Now get away from me, you old fruit.
Come in, please. This is Oshima. You can start Z-Plan.
Z-Plan is started.
Quickly, twist the rubber band. Get it on that little hook. Now, turn the propeller.
Toy boat. Wait a minute.
Okay, set the
All right, we're filling the bay with brew.
So?
Nora, I have good news.
I just got an order for chicken noodles.
He's in Oshima.
Oh,
and the good
thank
news?
God. Thank God.
Now, let's see. What could I screw up big time? Yeah, that's it. Boats. Everybody needs boats.
Yes, hello. Hidaka speaking. Hidaka speaking.
The Gamera tanker wants 50,000 in cash and a getaway
freighter.
You're
ready? You can begin.
Yes, right now. You may give the order.
Regular or crispy?
Stand by! Take your positions!
Scatter! Everybody go back!
It's like a Jerry Lewis platoon.
Like shooting barrels in a fist, officer.
Flame on. That's neat. Oh, what are they watching, tennis?
Oh, dear God.
They're watching tennis. See? Hey, smoke on the water, dude.
Fire in the sky.
You did it.
The plan's working.
Dr. Hidaka, Dr. Hidaka. Gamera's moving. He's passing right in front of us. Wonderful.
Marvelous.
Gamera is heading this way.
Oh. Yeah.
Hello.
All right.
Hello. Yes, everything's ready. All right.
Everybody look.
Is it coming? Is it coming?
Please be patient.
Shut up.
We bring you the latest news regarding the typhoon. The typhoon suddenly changed its course and is heading in a northeastern direction. If it continues on its present course, it will very shortly hit the Japanese mainland, causing untold devastation and destruction.
Now sticks on the traffic jam.
What shall we do?
Run!
There is nothing we can do but wait now.
Gamera! Gamera's coming!
Hey, everybody, Gamera's coming.
Emperor Kenny, it's got a nice ring to it. I will soon be crowned king.
Kenster, the Ken Monster, hey!
Gamera, come on!
Heel time, boy, come on. Come on up.
Ale, Vino.
Talk about a Banaka blast. Oof.
Boy, hot breath.
That's it!
Yes! Oh, yes!
You know, he didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world was turning.
Thank you, Kenny! Pineapple back.
We have failed.
There has to be another way.
Dr. Hidaka, don't you think it's about time we start using Z-Plan?
Blah,
blah. No, we mustn't. Why not?
We're saving it for the next film.
We haven't enough fuel. To attack now would be pointless.
Darn. Wait a minute. What is this, Frank Burns?
Margaret, I love you. I'm doing
what
it for you.
Stop that, man. Who is that madman?
Why, Doctor, it's Alex.
Let it burn.
Burn, baby. It's a disco inferno.
Let's go, Catherine.
Alex, reporters aren't allowed here. You know that. Yeah.
Especially pyro reporters.
But I tagged along anyhow. But not just for the story.
I love you.
I swear I really came along only to help you. I came by sea on that tanker there. I was worried about you.
But did you start those fires?
Yeah.
I did it for Doctor, you. I started with a spark from my heart. Higher.
Gamera is drawn to fire. It will notice the fire and then land here.
Yes, right.
Yes, I see.
He'll kill us all. It's a great idea.
It's a great idea. Come on, give us a hand. Give us a hand.
Ah, I like it.
Oh. Burn everything. Woohoo!
I scared myself. I am evil.
Kenny! And now Gamera in a scene from here to eternity.
It's more like the length of this movie.
It is.
Kenny, join me, and together we will rule the uni... Oh.
Darth Turtle?
Keep them going! Load them all!
Hey, it's just like a clan meeting!
Yeah. Without the charm.
I'm hysterical and wet!
Oh, great. All I need now is a plague of locusts.
Hey, everybody, catch the drops on your tongue.
Man, that poor cross-country team, they gotta go through everything.
Doctor!
I've got it. We'll move the picnic inside. There's no inside left.
Gamera!
You never loved me, Kenny. It's just those rocks that you cared about.
It's turning around. We failed again, I'm sorry.
You did everything you could, Doctor.
It's no use. As he rain.
Shame. Shame. Eternal shame.
Here's someone that can help you.
Now what?
Be afraid, be very afraid of Kenny.
I'm only a sentinel for Kenny. I get a lot of attention because I'm big.
Look, Gamera's turning.
He's turning Japanese, I really think so.
I'll have what the volcano is having.
I don't know if I should go for the people, the volcano, or wait for the pizza.
Hey, notice how the water rolls off his back. It's that turtle wax shell.
Where's this at?
The end of the world.
Oh.
You're flying with a lawnmower handle.
Permission to land.
Request granted. You can come in. Volcano stopped erupting.
That's okay, quick. Thank you.
Hey, Aaron Spelling's house.
There it is.
And
ooh, I hope they don't crash into the tower again.
Kenny, wake up. Kenny.
Nara! Nara!
Lara's theme.
Kenny, I have to scold you.
Scold me later. There's no time now.
I'll enjoy it more.
Z plan.
It's fantastic,
so much
isn't
to
it?
Do.
I can't believe that we're really here.
Kenny!
Drink it all in, Kenny.
Hurry or you'll get left behind!
Oh, they've walked into a Boston album cover. Actually, it looks like a mad fold-in.
Yeah. Matte painting going up.
Hmm.
Oh, and matte painting to the right. Okay.
Oh, Dr. Hidaka.
Professor?
Congratulations. A complete success.
Thank you.
Oh, good.
Stand by, please.
Here. We can start.
Stand by, please.
Well, give me the phone to Moscow and a chocolate donut for Kenny.
We're ready to proceed with Z-Plan. Start the flames.
And the music. The Kennedy Memorial, or a Greek theater, maybe. Amphitheater.
I know it's a trap, but I can't resist. I can't help myself. I'm flawed.
Let me through.
Let him through. It's Kenny.
Come on.
Come on.
Now, watch me bust a move. The people's look out. Out.
Watch the flame. Oh, I am impressed. And there's a big piece of cheese in the middle.
Are they gonna flush him now?
Yep.
Aeschylus is stunning as the great god Tortoise.
Phase two. No, phase two.
Mm.
Suddenly, he's a chewy nougat center.
We're putting Gamera in the soundproof booth. Now we're gonna ask his wife a few questions.
Now phase three.
Oh, they turned him into a giant antiperspirant roll-on.
Z-Plan, beginning countdown. 10.
3.
9.
32.
8.
Ishkabibble.
7.
I forgot Joe's number.
6.
Pi.
Google Plex.
5.
666.
Planck's constant.
3.
What's the gun?
2.
5, sir.
Noonan.
1.
Noonan.
0.
Blah. That's rich.
Hey, Joe, remind you of anything?
Yeah, it reminds me of this.
Ah, hey!
Hey,
cut
Joe,
it out.
In the not too distant
future.
Yeah. You get sued for that.
I'm gonna sue you for using that song.
Bye. Right if you get word.
Bye, turtle friend. I'm going to miss you.
Hey, he's got my keys. Well, they launched Merv Griffin's microphone into space.
A special announcement. The Mars rocket of the Z-Plan, constructed with the combined efforts of the world's superpowers, was successfully launched just now with Gamera imprisoned inside. We could not destroy Gamera on Earth, but the Z-Plan, the last hope of mankind, succeeded in sending Gamera up to Mars. It was made possible only by the cooperation of the member countries of the United
and
Nations.
And Galen Globus.
Proving once again that such great achievements can only be realized
keep coming back.
Through goodwill
it works.
And mutual aid.
Thank you.
And
nice job. Good win.
Well, Catherine, I suggest you forget science and instead really become Alex's inspiration.
You can't do you. Both. You're Thank a woman.
I itch.
Well, Kenny, Gamera will be safe there. You happy?
Yes, I'm glad he wasn't killed. I'm going to be an astronaut and ride in rockets, and I'll see Gamera again, right?
Yeah, that's neat. But first, you're grounded for life, kid. Hey, Kenny! Get bent! Hear that? It's Gamera's heartbreaking.
He's heading for that stain.
Look at that. It's been there the whole movie, too. Do, 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 do. Oh, no, that was...
Gamera will be back in the Bells of St. Mary.
But now victory at sea!
Or is it?
It?
Let's get out of here.
Beat it.
Wait, we can't get out.
They won't let us out?
You mean there's more?
Well, there's a lot of end here.
Oh.
Sandy Frank, that's...
Didn't want to miss that.
The source of all films. Rocking the boat. This is fun.
Yeah.
You think they'll run the credits again?
I don't know. I think they're just going to let us drift. Hey, get me. I'm a boy. Ding, 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 ding. Whoa.
Kind of like Lifeboat.
So.
Oh.
Let's get out of here.
Ah, finally.
Yeah, let's
meet Crown. You know, folks, a quality cast deserves a second look, Cambots. No Japanese monster movie would be complete without this guy, the Japanese Foster Brooks, our own Tad Hirokama. Watch for him on the CBS special, The Friar's Roast, Akira Kurosawa. Here's Hideo Fontaine, established character actor, who tragically died during the making of this film. Here's light rock sensations Harry and Carrie. Carrie's gone on to be an assistant slash snake handler for Las Vegas magician Señor Rey, while Harry has subsisted on nothing but Glade Mist deodorant for the last 3 years to prove his love for Coy Carrie. And there's so many more. There's General Curly and Eskimo Pete, the Karnak knockoff, Martha Graham, Colonel Sanderson, Mr. Eddie's father, Max, and Trouser the Arctic Pooch. And let's not forget Kenny and Gamera, who will be appearing in the Broadway revival of Bob Clampett's immortal Beanie and Cecil 91. This is Tom Servo announcing.
Hey, you did a really good job there, Tom.
Yeah, you really put that one to bed, Servo.
Oh, I really owe it all to Gary Owen and his radio clinic for big-voiced men. Ouch! Oh, oh, oh.
Hey, okay, anyway, we got some letters to read from people that have been sent up here by the Via the Mads. And this one is comes with a photo. It says, Dear Joel, Tom Servo, Crow and Gypsy, I first saw MST3K about a year ago and have loved it ever since. I showed it to my cousins, and he loves it too. Crow is my favorite, especially his impersonations. Do you know which one that one is? The Lloyd Bridges he's got?
By this time, my lungs were, and you know how it goes.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yep. And please send membership card information and a photo of Crow with his autograph. But this guy went and made a model of Tom Servo.
Hey,
look at that.
Check
let me that see that. Okay. Say, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Looks like a raster drawing. Of
yeah, anyway, well, let's put that up on Stillstar. Looks like it's made out of Legos over there.
Legos.
It's pretty neat. Oscar that's it, sirs. What'd you think? And thanks for not sending such a bad movie this time.
Yeah.
What do you mean, thanks? Oh, here, file this and give Joel a shock to the chamois.
Only live to serve you, my lord.
Oh! Shock to the chamois!